You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Good morning, theater lovers, and happy May 16th. I'm Mark Peikert, editor-in-chief of Playbill, and you are listening to Today in Theater History. You can't get a man with a gun, but when you're Ethel Merman, you can sure try. She was the star of Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein II's 1946 premiere of Annie Get Your Gun. You heard that right. R&H were the producers, not the composers. Irving Berlin supplied the words and music for the book by Herbert and Dorothy Fields. Ray Middleton co-starred as Frank Butler, the fellow sharpshooter Annie gets in the end. There were 1,147 performances at the Imperial. Among the new faces of 1952, a review staged by John Murray, were Eartha Kitt, Ronnie Graham, Alice Gosley, and Carol Lawrence. There were 365 performances at Broadway's Royal Theatre. Anthony Newley and Leslie Brickhouse's musical The Roar of the Grease Paint, The Smell of the Crowd opened on Broadway in 1965, with Newley starring opposite Cyril Richard. It ran 231 performances at the Schubert. The score includes the breakout hit, Who Can I Turn To When Nobody Needs Me? Jerry Zaks directed Christopher Durang's The Marriage of Bette and Boo off-Broadway at the Public Theater's Newman Theater in 1985. Joan Allen, Mercedes Rule, and Olympia Dukakis starred in the dysfunctional matrimony comedy in which Durang himself appeared. Hours after struggling musical Jane Eyre announced its closing in 2001, singer Alanis Morissette stepped forward and wrote a check to keep the show open, in hopes that it would win some life-saving awards to buck the producer's tide. Star Marla Schaffel won the Drama Desk Award as Best Actress in a Musical a few days later, but when the show was shut out of the Tony Awards, it played its final performance June 10th. For more theater history, visit playbill.com. And for more great podcasts, visit broadwaypodcastnetwork.com.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.